Is there just something unique about you, or how do you prepare that maybe most of us could learn from?
Well, you know, I think it builds a lot off of the team that I was playing on also. The New England Patriots were and are an amazing team in the sense that they built the team around a lot of good, solid players that had a lot of confidence in themselves and each other, and we all kind of fed off of that. So the fact that I've had some pretty fun kicks in my career just goes to show that without the success of that team and without the great players that they had, I'd have never had the opportunity to make any of those. But in saying that, you know, I think it gets to the point when you have the confidence in Tom Brady that he's going to march down the field and he's going to give you an opportunity to have the chance at the end of the game. And Lonnie Paxton, my long snapper there for many years, and some of the different holders I had, you know, they all did such a great job, and the other eight guys up front blocking, you know, it makes you realize that all you have to worry about is the kick part. You don't have to worry about is the ball going to be there, or is somebody going to block for you or whatever. You know that the ball's going to be on the ground where it's supposed to be, and now it's time to focus in and do your job and just do your one small part of it and try to, you know, exclude all of the what it means, you know, to the season, or, you know, if you're at home or away and the crowd's yelling for you or against you or whatever. I mean, you have to try to block all that stuff out. And I guess the good kickers that are successful, like yourself, Nick, have found a way to do that, you know, to be able to put the pressures behind you and just realize a 45-yard kick is a 45-yard kick, no matter if it's in training camp or if it's in the Super Bowl.